Hannah John Kamen is a British actress known for her roles as Dutch in the sci-fi television series Killjoys. She's also known for her role as the Dothraki widow in the sixth season of the HBO series Game of Thrones and for voicing a character in the video game Dark Souls 2. Most recently, Hannah has had a role in Star Wars The Force Awakens and currently Tomb Raider, and she also plays Ghost in the upcoming Marvel's Ant-Man and the Wasp. But today we're speaking to her all about Steven Spielberg's Ready Player One, where she plays Fennel Zandor, the offsider to Ben Mendelsohn's character, the villainous Nolan Sorrento. Take a listen.
A hidden keep, a leap not taken. Retrace your steps, escape your past. And the key will be yours at last.
What part of your past are you trying to escape, Halliday?
This is the Oasis, a whole virtual universe. You can do anything, be anyone, without going anywhere at all. The Oasis was created by James Halliday, and what he left behind changed everything. A contest. Three impossible challenges. The first to finish gets complete control of the Oasis, which means complete control of the future.
The contest has got to be about connecting with someone, connecting with the world.
So we take it together?
Hello?
Hi, Hannah. How are you?
I'm really well, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, really good. How's everything going with the junket so far?
Oh, it's been absolutely amazing today. It's been so much fun. It's been great to see everyone again and, you know, just see the response of the movie and, you know, just kind of just talk about it, really.
Have you seen the film yet?
I have. I saw it in Toronto. I saw it on my own. It was very funny. I was kind of jumping up and down in joy at the end, but I had no one to share it with, so I was like, oh dear, it's just me and the bouncer at the back. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yeah.
It was so good. It was like a ride.
Yeah, well, that's the funny thing. I watched it the other day as well, and it's 2 hours and 20 minutes long, but it doesn't feel like it at all.
No, it really doesn't. It just flies by. The credits were going up, I was really like, oh, I want to watch it again. I need to watch it again. I feel like it's one of those films where you kind of have to watch it, I'd say, three or four times, to really kind of like see all the extra kind of references and
yeah.
Kind of, because there's so much going on as well. It's just, I mean, that's amazing.
Yeah, especially in that third act with the battle, we'll call it. There's so many different sort of characters in that battle. Like, I think I saw the Ninja Turtles at one stage, and I was like, okay, I definitely need to watch
amazing.
This again. So, yeah, but we'll
I love that.
Yeah, it's just I was slightly concerned when the first trailer came out because I didn't want the entire film to play off the nostalgia value of it. But then watching the film, I was like, nah, this is great. I love the story. I love the world that it's set in.
Exactly, and I think all the kind of nostalgic elements to the film aren't there just because they're there and it's not overdone. It's actually they're there for reasons, and it's amazing to make use of them and it really fits in with the story, and it's you know, it really keeps the story, you know, driven as well. And
yeah.
It doesn't distract away from the story either.
Yeah, definitely. It more enhances it. It gets you a little bit excited to see what you're going to see next.
Exactly.
So you come from, well, primarily a television background prior to maybe, let's say, the last 12 plus months. Your main role being on Killjoys, but in the last year or so, you've managed to snatch a role in Tomb Raider, which is just coming out. You've got Ready Player One. And you're also playing the villain in the next Ant-Man film. Have you had time to take a breath yet?
I'm breathing. I'm still here. I think I'm – whatever I'm doing, it's working.
Definitely.
You know what? I think it's so interesting kind of when you do, you know, as an actor go into a movie and it's so big and it's just, you know, you're only just a piece of the giant puzzle, you know, and it's amazing, you know. And but I think afterwards you kind of, I'm still pinching myself over Ready Player One. I haven't taken that in yet, you know, just because it's done and I've finished filming it and it's out now. It's not like, okay, job done, moving on to the next. I think I'm still kind of, I think as an actor for myself, I'm going, well, hang on a minute. Whoa, this is incredible. And I've got to take a moment to really appreciate what, you know, that. And then obviously I've now shot the other movie, Ant-Man, and when that all comes out, it's going to be incredible. I hope, you know, it's just taking that time to kind of process and go, oh yeah, oof, and breathing with it and kind of taking it in. I think that kind of really happens when you do watch the final product.
For sure. And I'll just say enjoy it as much as you can, because there's plenty of actors that would love to be in your position, and you're going to be one of those people that young up-and-coming actors are going to start looking up to. So I just say enjoy it as much as you can.
Absolutely. I 100%, this is why I do this. This is why, you know, ever since I was a kid, ever since I can remember, this is all I've ever wanted to do. And, you know, it's as cheesy as it sounds, you know, dreams can come true. And I, you know, definitely inspiring people who want to be in this profession. It is hard. It's not easy. It's not like I've just been, you know, kind of handed job to job to job to job. Yeah. You know, there have been really hard times and it is hard work and you've got to figure yourself out. And I definitely, you know, hope that people who do aspire, or, you know, I've inspired them in a certain way to always just keep going and don't stop, you know?
Yeah, no, definitely. And on the role for Ready Player One, how did that come to you? So what was the process like auditioning for a Spielberg film?
Oh, well, it was absolutely amazing. I read the book already, actually, and because my co-star on my TV series, he was in a book club and he gave me this book to read, and I absolutely loved it. I absolutely loved this book. And then my agents called me and said, so we've got a meeting for you for a movie, and it's called Ready Player One. And I said, oh my God, wow, okay, all right, cool. Which role is it? Is it Artemis? And he said, no, it's a new character. I said, what? So there's a new character, she's called Finale Vandor. And I was like, oh, okay, I mean, that's a cool name. That's a really cool name. So I was like, okay, definitely gonna read. And I read, you know, the kind of description of the character, and then I did a self-tape, and then I sent it off. And then before I knew it, Stephen wanted to meet me in person. And I flew out to LA, and I remember being at Amblin Studios, and I had to use the washroom just to kind of breathe for a minute before I was about to meet Stephen. And
sure.
I remember I was like looking in the mirror. I was kind of a bit like, okay, Hammy, you can do this. And I thought, no, hang on a minute. And I hadn't told anyone that I was meeting Stephen either. And I called my dad and I said, hi, I'm about to meet Steven Spielberg. I'm just feeling quite nervous. And my dad was amazing. He didn't even bat an eyelid. He just went, okay, all right. You know, look, where are you? I was like, I'm just in the toilet, just looking in the mirror, just kind of, he said, okay, darling, look in the mirror, know who you are, you're grounded, you have fun, just enjoy it. I was like, I know, exactly. So that really kind of helped calm my nerves. And then I, you know, met Steven, and it was just such a pleasure to meet him. He was just so wonderful. And then afterwards he said, you've got the job. And I think that's when I lost my cool.
Yeah.
I think
wow.
That's when I was like, what? In the room, like, oh my God.
I think that's probably the usual response of any actor being face to face for Steven Spielberg.
Oh my God, absolutely.
that's really cool. That's a good story. I like that one. So you work closest on the film with Ben Mendelsohn, a fellow Aussie. Ben Mendelsohn.
Yes, I know, yes.
What was it like to work with him?
Oh my gosh, he is so phenomenal. I was a, you know, huge fan of his, actually. I was really rooting for him before even knowing that he was going to be playing Nolan Sorrento. So I was so, so excited to work with him. I don't think he even really knew yet.
Yeah.
I think he still knows now that I was so excited to meet him because I was such a huge fan of Bloodline and He's so, number one, he's so funny. He really is funny. And also, I think with our characters and the way we both approached it, we had a very similar kind of way of kind of working. So that has really, really just made the day fun and the days, you know, really just kind of quite effortless to work with him. Because we'd really bounce back and forth, I think, with our chemistry. So I couldn't have asked, you know, to work with anyone better than Ben.
What's it like playing the bad guy?
Well, I mean, as like in terms of villains and, you know, bad guys and good guys, I think with this role, I don't think she's bad. I think, you know, Finale is determined.
Yes.
She is loyal and she's doing her job and she wants to get her job done. And yeah, even though it can go against the antagonist, the protagonist, and she is the antagonist of that, I think she's not a villain. And I also, as well, I always find playing, I suppose, in inverted commas, like villainous roles, you know, the most interesting thing you do with those characters and those kind of characters is actually to try and find the reason why they're doing what they're doing and to find the good actually in their character and to find, you know, the reason in their character. And every character I've ever played that is, you know, let's say like the bad guy, but I, you know, has always had a good reason for their actions. So it was fun to play Finale, and it was just fun to, you know, to play a strong, assertive, you know, female character. I mean, that's always a pleasure.
Working with such a young cast as well, what was the atmosphere like on set?
I think we all kind of go back to our inner child, like when we were working on this film, because it's just so much fun. And also with Steven Spielberg as well, you can, you know, he even described it as a playground. We all get to go in and play. And it was so much fun, and it was just creating magic. And it really had that kind of real wondrous kind of, you know, sense of wonder and making this fantasy movie. And it was, you know, I think we all ended up being kids.
Yeah, no, exactly. So if you were to spend time in the Oasis, now this is Hannah, not your character. If Hannah was to spend time in the Oasis, what would your avatar be? So what bit of nostalgia would you bring into it? Like they had the DeLorean as Wade's Parzival's car. What would you bring in?
Yeah, I think I'd bring in a Mario Kart.
Mario Kart, that'd be cool.
I think I'd, you know, like, you know, Mario Kart, like, I used to love the games, Mario and also Donkey Kong.
Yeah.
They were my big kind of, I know they're like 90s really, but I loved, in terms of gaming as well, and I loved the N64 Mario Kart. So I think I would either be that, or I would actually bring in, in terms of like a vehicle, it would probably be as well from F-Zero, from the Super Nintendo, that game.
Yeah, yeah.
All the cars and that. I used to love the alien car. So I think I'd be driving around in some sort of really fun vehicle for like, you know, a car chase.
You also have a theatre background. You play Viva in Viva Forever in the West End.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you do know that one of Steven's movies coming up is West Side Story.
Yeah.
Have you thought about hitting him up?
Do you know what? I only discovered that recently, that West Side Story. I mean, oh my God, like, I love musicals. Yeah. And me and Steven actually, in between takes, would sit and actually sing show tunes. We'd sing Guys and Dolls, we'd sing Singing in the Rain, we'd sing some Sinatra.
There you go, you've auditioned right there.
Yeah, no. In terms of working with Steven, it's an honour to work with him once in my life. And if I ever had the pleasure again, I mean, that would just be amazingly, overwhelmingly incredible. But I would never expect more than I have.
Yeah.
And that's an incredible movie. And to work on this movie with Stephen is just, yeah, it's, I couldn't have, I think my dream has already come true, you know.
Yeah. Now, just two quick ones to wrap up, because I know I'm running out of time. In my research for this and on you, I found out that you have your own page on Wikipedia because of your role in Star Wars. How do you feel about that?
Oh, what do I have? I didn't even know that. I have my own page on...
It's called Wikipedia. It's like the encyclopedia of Star Wars.
Oh, cool. Oh, wow. Do you know what? You've got my reaction. That's exactly how I feel about it. That's awesome. I didn't know that. I'm going to check it out.
I thought it was great. It gives you, there's a little bit of a bio about you on it and stuff, and there's a photo of you. So I thought that was great.
That's so cool. Yeah. I mean, yeah, that was an amazing, amazing franchise to be part of as well in my career. I mean, that was amazing. I know you only see me very, very, very briefly in it, but that's really cool. Yeah, I have my own Wikipedia.
If they offered me to be in a Star Wars film holding a stick, I'll do it. So it's whether you're
right,
in it for,
exactly.
Whether you're in it for 2
exactly.
seconds or ten minutes, it doesn't make a difference. Now, just to finish off, I have to ask, you're in Ant-Man and the Wasp. Is there anything you can tell me about the character Ghost, or is there like a sniper thing on your forehead as we speak?
There's a red dot approaching my forehead, depending on what I say next. No, I can say... Yeah, playing the character Ghost, obviously we know that in the books, in the comics, it was played by it's a male character.
Yep.
It's so much fun to completely take a character off a page and completely readapt it into your own. It was so much fun to work with Paul Rudd and also work with Peyton Reed as well, who directed the first movie. It was a lot of fun. I hope you enjoy it. I think that's all I can say. It's a nice movie.
I literally can't wait to see it. And also kudos of being a part of that 10-year photo as well.
Oh, that was amazing. That was such a crazy day. I couldn't believe it. I was like, oh, my God. Look at us all. We're all here.
Just being in that room would have been mind-blowing. I appreciate you taking the time to talk with me today, Hannah. I expect after these films
Absolutely.
Come out, there's going to be some insane stuff coming at you. So congratulations on that.
Yes. Oh, thank you so much.
Enjoy the rest of the junket, all right?
I will. Thank you.
Cheers.
And have a great day.
Cheers.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Sure.
Save the Oasis.
Save the world.
Players, are you ready?
That's better.
I'll wave to you from the finish line. McFly.
That went well.